to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Hey, first of all, big happy Father's Day wishes to all the dads out there. That is today, Father's Day. I know I've got a 3.5-year-old running around out here somewhere right now, and I hope you all have a great day, have been having a good day so far. And I'll tell you, with the COVID-19 still lingering, seems like a good time to maybe do that backyard barbecue rather than go hit your favorite restaurant. But hey, you do what you want to do. Just be safe. And I'll tell you, for our part, we're going to be hanging out at Lake Corpus Christi. Well, that's right. We're down south. If you caught last week's show, you know that we are out on the road again, tugging this time a little travel trailer behind us. And we were in Austin, you know, in the Hill Country for last week's show. That was a blast. And today I'm coming to you live from a hilltop, actually, right above the lake, right above Lake Corpus Christi. We are about an hour north of the city of Corpus. And as I like to do when I get on the road, I'm bringing on a couple of guests today that are operating here in this area, specifically in Corpus Christi, Texas. And I'll tell you, you may have caught the show before. This couple is no stranger to the show. They joined me back in November 2019. It seems like an eternity ago with everything that's been going on. But you know, they told us a little bit about the multifamily deal that they took down, gave us a general intro. And well, here we are about 7 months on since that show. And I wanted to circle back since I'm in the area, see how they're doing, how their apartments are coming along, how they manage through the coronavirus, right? And just generally catch up. We can call today's show Keeping Up with Cliff and Kathy. And on that note, Cliff and Kathy, welcome back to the show. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, good, Andy. How are you?
I'm great. So, you know, to kick it off, for the new listener, right, maybe someone hasn't caught the show before, maybe didn't catch the November show, can you just, you know, give us a little bit of background, tell us about yourselves, you know, what you did prior to our, you know, real estate investing and how you got into it?
So, Andy, I've been into the oil and gas business for about 23, 24 years now. Kathy and I were looking at doing a franchise business back in 2017, and we were looking at the different options and trying to find something that we could do together. It's when a coworker of mine in Houston shared Lifestyles Unlimited with me, and I had no background in operating rental properties. I'd read some books about it, but I'd heard a lot of horror stories from people who tried to go out on their own and do this. In 2017, we went to the two-day seminar with David Fisher, and we've been hooked ever since.
So you said you were also in the oil and gas. It's interesting. I had Robert Hale, one of our mentors, multifamily mentors out of the Central Texas office, on the show last week, and he, you know, did the same thing, found Lifestyles Unlimited, got into the real estate, and boy, he cut bait with that industry just late 2019, right before everything started to tank again. Seems like we get a lot of guys coming over from oil and gas. It's too volatile, isn't it?
It really is. I'm very blessed in the fact that I work for a consulting firm out of Houston, and they've really done a good job taking care of their employees and their people. We're still managing to do a few projects here and there, but a lot of our work for 2020 got pushed out to 2021. So we're on a little bit of a downturn right now, but I was in El Paso last week on a little project. I did a little project this week in Corpus. So we're still chugging along, trying to stay scrappy, doing our business. But we think that the oil and gas industry is going to get a bit better in the future.
Yeah, well, it's cyclical, right? It has those ups, it has those downs, and if you have the stomach to weather it, if you're disciplined enough, right, to build up the reserves to get through that, that's okay, I guess. But far better to do what you guys have done, what Robert, our mentor up in San Antonio, did. Talked to a guy earlier, actually, on the show as well, that was headed in that direction and couldn't, you know, ran into problems as well. Found real estate instead. So now you guys found Lifestyles Unlimited, went to the 2 day with David Fisher. How was that experience?
It was pretty captivating. I have to say that Kathy did not want to go. She was pretty upset. No. I was dragging her to a 2 day meeting with these people. And after David started on Saturday morning, I think within less than an hour, Kathy was hooked. She was on the edge of her seat taking notes and listening to every word David had, and it truly is like drinking water from a fire hydrant. There's so much information, so much to learn in the two-day class. We've taken it multiple times.
And things change. Markets change a little bit. I just did the, I wouldn't call it the two-day. It was spread across four evenings, the Financial Freedom Program, the seminar that comes with that membership. And that Lee Reeves was conducting that out of Tennessee, where he's based, and just did it. It was two Tuesdays and two Thursdays. Same information, a lot of information. And, you know, over 4 days, I think I was almost a little bit better to digest it because it was a little more bite-sized in a sense. But great stuff. And he and David Fisher, boy, they really deliver a lot of knowledge as part of that seminar. And I'll tell the audience a little bit about that coming up. We've got a great deal on it right now. It's unbelievable. But so you guys went to the two-day, dropped your misgivings. You said, let's do this thing. So how did you guys, what was your first deal? What did you get into?
Cliff was getting, first we got on some passive lists to get some PPMs in and review some programs and or projects and stuff that were coming up. And I guess we decided on as a passive deal. It wasn't 2-3 months later. We decided on a passive deal out of Rockport, and we went gung ho in on that. It's been great.
Rockport, yeah, and we talked about that in the last show. You guys managed to pick that up right ahead of Hurricane Harvey. Was it Harvey or was it one of the other storms?
It was after Harvey had passed, and it was the only apartment community that actually survived Harvey and stayed occupied. There was some damage, pretty minimal, but the building was intact and not really affected at all.
Supply and demand. You guys, you know, cast a little bit of a roll of the dice there, but came out winning. And when we come back from the show, I want to talk a little bit more about your background, your history, but then I want to jump on that independent rental owner deal that you guys took down. I'll explain to the listener what is an IRA, what is an independent rental owner, when we come back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, so stay tuned.
Del Wamsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300-some a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Warning. Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb, and on today's show, I'm coming to you live from Lake Corpus Christi. It's a man-made lake on the Nueces River, a little bit north of Corpus, and since we're in the area, I wanted to bring on some guests I had on the show back in November, Cliff and Kathy, and at the time, they had, not too long before we talked on that show, they had taken down their very own multifamily deal. We call that an IRO. That stands for Independent Rental Owner. In other words, you're not some big consortium. It's just you, right? You're just running that deal as an independent owner. And we're going to get into that deal. I want to hear a little bit more about that and how it's going. I want to give out the number. If you're listening and have any questions for me or for Cliff and Kathy, the number here is 855-497-4335. Again, that's 855-497-4335. Feel free to send me an email to askandy@luinc.com as well. I keep that open during the show. That's askandy@luinc.com. And just quickly, Cliff and Kathy, we mentioned the Financial Freedom Program. I want to give out the website because we're doing that live virtually right now due to the coronavirus. Great opportunity. That's how these guys got involved with Lifestyles. That's how my wife and I did it 8 years ago. We did it live and in person in a seminar room, but we're offering this online right now. So go to financialfreedomlivestream.com. Again, that's financialfreedomlivestream.com. You can read about the Financial Freedom Program. It's heavily discounted right now, so it's worth taking a look. Get access to our vendor program. We were just talking over the break about how these guys were able to leverage some of our vendors to their benefit. We'll probably get into that here in just a little bit. But again, financialfreedomlivestream.com. Check it out. Great, great opportunity. So with that out of the way, Cliff, Kathy, talk about your independent deal that you picked up. How did you find that? How's it going?
So to begin with, we were looking at deciding, do we want to do a lead deal? Do we want to do an IRA deal? And through the course of working with our mentor, we decided to go IRO so that we learned the nuts and bolts of the business prior to doing a lead deal with other people's money. So we actually just found this property. I found it online on just a local real estate agency's listing. Worked with the Lifestyles Realtor, got the financials from the property, worked up the numbers, bounced it back and forth with my mentor, and we decided it was a good deal, so we purchased it. It's been a really good deal. It stayed relatively, you know, it hadn't been 100% the whole entire time we've owned it, but we've had a few spots here and there where we've been 100% for several months, then we lose a resident and have to find a new one. But it's been a good property. We've turned it around. Obviously, you mentioned you drove past it, so the curb appeal is quite a bit different than it was.
Yeah, absolutely.
Last time you were in town, so
it looks beautiful. I drove by it on Friday. Just you guys showed us the property, my wife and I, when we came into town in November. It looked, you know, you saw what you're doing on the inside, but boy, driving by that gray tone paint you put on the brick, and then is that like a dog park? I guess you put in the front with the little fencing there. It looks great. Bottom line, curb appeal has definitely gone up. So kudos there.
Yeah, we're short on amenities, so we added that low fence to give our residents a place to go out and sit, take their children out, not worry about their children running out in the street. We are pet friendly, so we wanted a place where our residents could take their pets and the kids could play ball and fetch with the animals. So that was a nice little added feature to it, and I think our residents really like it. They really like what we're doing around the property.
And it looks, again, I didn't get to see the inside this time, but it looks great. And now I don't think we mentioned this is an 8-unit complex, right?
Yes, it's 8 units.
Okay. And so I saw, again, what you've done on the outside. What have you been doing upgrade-wise inside the units?
We had one, since you've been there, we've had one unit come available back in May. We rehabbed it. We didn't redo the flooring. We repainted it, put new fixtures, lighting in, cleaned it up really nice. We're currently marketing that unit right now. We've had quite a bit of traction, but we haven't really had anybody meet the criteria to move on in.
So I'm curious, and maybe for the listener to understand, so you had this thing pretty much at 100% occupancy, maybe here and there somebody moves out. Once that happens, mm-hmm. once somebody moves out, then you take that opportunity to go in and address that particular unit, right? Is that what I'm hearing, to really do those upgrades now that it's vacant, right?
Yes, that's what we do. We wait for occupancy before we do anything. We have one more. We still have one more unit we'd like to rehab. It's a one bed, one bath. The gentleman's planning on moving out at the end of this month, and once that happens, we'll call our contractor and she'll be in the unit the next day starting the work, and we should have it done in about 10 to 12 days.
Okay.
It'll be back on the market again.
I've already got somebody interested in that apartment too, July 15th. So
so you have to move fast, right?
Yeah, we're hoping to get that, you know, back into our control and get it flipped and get the new guy in there. So
well, and I don't know what it's like in Corpus right now. We just had a couple of houses go vacant in our area, in Dallas-Fort Worth, where I operate single-family houses. And mm-hmm. in both cases, those things leased up in about a week's time. I mean, the concerns I had going into the first vacancy with coronavirus and showings and whatnot, it proved totally unfounded. People are out. They're looking. They're looking to move. They're looking for good places to live, good places like we offer with our houses and you with your upgraded apartment complex there. The market's it's doing great up there. How has Corpus been faring down here?
I haven't seen a whole lot of movement. Of course, we've only had one unit available, and we've had quite a few hits on our marketing. We just haven't found the right person to meet our criteria. We might get a person that comes to us, and then they say, we have a 100-pound dog. Well, we're not taking 100-pound dogs, or they may not have the income requirement. So we're still marketing that unit. Hopefully within the next week or two, we'll have it filled.
Okay. And that's an important point, though, Cliff, isn't it? The having your tenant selection criteria, having your screening criteria is another way to call it, having that laid out, having that in print, basically, and sticking to it. I can tell you, anytime I talk to somebody that maybe either they didn't have it at all, or they had it and it was taking a little too long to lease up that house or that unit, and they started to fudge, they got a little fickle, and they relaxed their criteria, and it bit them, you know, in the end. So definitely stay true to that. Stay true to that yeah. criteria.
Andy, let me tell you, with this whole COVID thing that's going on, granted, we only have 8 units in this apartment complex. It's not a big one, but we haven't had any problems with any of our residents paying us. We've had a couple of our residents that have paid us late, and of course, we're not charging any late fees, and we're working with them the best we can. But I think because we stick so close to our rental criteria, that we just have not had any trouble collecting 100% of our rent this entire time. Some of them a little slower than others, but, you know, still collecting the rent nonetheless. One of our residents used a similar check. She paid May and June. You know, we've got another resident. One works in the, you know, his wife works in the restaurant business, and he works doing a construction work type, and both of them lost their jobs. So they were able to pay us with their unemployment and stimulus checks for the last several months, and then it was just this month.
All right, I'm going to cut you off. We're going to pick this up on the other side. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb, and on today's show, we're coming to you from Corpus Christi, Texas. I'm just a little bit north of there, but my guests are in Corpus Christi, and they took down their own multifamily deal last year, about this time, a year ago, 8-unit complex. They are independent rental owners, meaning they didn't do a lead, they didn't do a syndicated deal, they just took it down themselves and put it in their portfolio directly. They are the owners and operators, and they are managing this, and I'll tell you, I drove by on Friday, looking great, got some good curb appeal going on. There was quite a lot of activity going on out there as well. We'll talk about that here in a second, I think, Cliff. But Kathy, as we were heading into the break, you're talking about one of your residents that was, I guess, entering into some hardship due to the whole coronavirus. Let's finish out that conversation. What happened with that family?
Little talk with him, you know, several months ago when they kind of first moved in, and he had mentioned that he had some electrical background, and Cliff found a little project that we could use him on in the apartment, and paid him a couple $100s, and he did some work for us on the apartment, and that helped him, you know, make some extra payment on the rent that was past due. And then I talked to my contractor that we use, and she's working on another apartment, which is owned by another Lifestyles member as well. But she needed him as well, so he's been working with her for the last week every day, you know, trying to get some more money as well. You know, just trying to get it done. So it's been great.
I like the phrase ecosystem. I bring it up on the show all the time. We've got a great ecosystem at Lifestyles Unlimited because of our network, you know, our network of vendors, our network of investors, right? Other lead investors, other independent rental owners. We got tons of people operating like myself in the single family sphere. So you guys are able to leverage that and help your resident out and help yourselves out. And that's great. You know, that's that interdependency that we talk about at Lifestyles Unlimited. Now, thinking about COVID-19 and, you know, I mean, it's been a couple months now. We're living with it now for a while. But when things started to come down the pike, how did Lifestyles help you guys get prepared, you know, mentally or whatever else to handle the situation?
Well, Lynn Murrow started putting on quite a few webinars that we attended, and we were listening and following some of the email chains that were coming out. With things were changing daily on us with the CARES Act, with the eviction memorandum. One advantage we had is we had a very good cash standpoint, so we weren't really too concerned. You know, if our residents weren't making payments, we would be able to sustain our business for a year easy. Fortunately for us, everyone has continued to make their rent payments, and things have been just kind of going as business as usual every day. You know, we had the one fellow get a little bit behind, but we helped him with some resources to get some work so he could stay caught up, and he's 100% right now. But we followed really close to the information that was coming down the pipeline from Lifestyles Unlimited.
Yeah, it was huge. And again, I, as a single family operator, they had basically three tiers of seminar going on, right? They had the pandemic webinars for the single family crew, because we operate a little bit differently, right? Then they had it for the multifamily, maybe leads and independent rental owners like yourselves, and then separately for passives, right? Because you're a passive, you may not be out there operating those units, but you certainly want to know what's going on and you want to understand the impacts. So we kind of had a trio of approaches, and it was huge information. I mean, I leveraged what I learned, what Lynn was able to share, put that into play and communicated, right? I think that was the biggest thing for me, is communication with those residents. And for you guys, you know, when you're operating a several hundred unit complex, it's a little bit different than when you've got eight units, right? You're kind of more like I am, I'd say, with single family. You're a little bit closer in touch with those people, but because of that, you're able to help them, right? To give them some feedback. Yeah, and that was one of the takeaways that Lynn provided, I know, was unemployment. There are all these things that they can be doing to help themselves, and you guys reached out and helped them, and that's great. That's great. So we're kind of getting to the back end of the COVID, I guess. At least it seems like it, knock on wood. We'll see how things further develop. We talked a little bit about Corpus. I do want to ask you, since I'm back in town here, are there any new, I don't know, positive, maybe negative, other market or economic developments that you would tell the listener about, so they know, hey, what's going on in Corpus? So maybe they're thinking about investing down here. How's it going?
Yeah, so we have the port of Corpus Christi, which is a deep water port, so we can import and export quite a few goods right here in Corpus. We have a number of projects going on where companies are building fractionation systems to take on some of the streams of crude and gas that are coming from Midland and Eagle Ford Shale. There is Voestalpine. They built an iron ore plant over in Gregory, Portland. We have ExxonMobil coming in with an ethylene cracker. That's under construction now. Not sure when it comes online. And then in Stinton, just outside of Corpus, there's a new steel plant going in. So they'll be producing pipe and sheet steel and things like that. So we have quite a bit of industry coming in. Oil and gas is our biggie. And then the bridge project, that's pretty huge. They're building a brand new harbor bridge that's going to be taller. That way we can get super tankers in and out of our port. So that's creating quite a few jobs for people. We actually have two individuals living in our apartment complex who are on the bridge project.
Oh, wow.
So when they come home, I want to make sure that their air conditioners work. That's why I put brand new air conditioners on the whole build.
Yeah, when we were rolling into town on Friday, I saw the progress. I mean, it looks like they're about halfway across is that the Nueces there? They're halfway across whatever that body of water is, definitely coming along. And that's interesting to hear. You got a couple of those guys right there in your complex. Now, when I drove by on Friday, there was some work going on. What were you guys up to with the crew that was out there?
So we have a brand new roof going on the building. We had actually budgeted for it and planned on putting a new roof on the building early on. We kind of got talked out of it just to patch and repair what we had, but it came around to bite us. We learned a valuable lesson, and that is to follow your own map, you know, follow your plan, don't deviate. So we're putting the roof on now. I felt like I was going to pay for it now or pay for it later, so I might as well just put it on now and keep my residence dry. That's a good project to have.
I would think so. Down here on the coast, where you can get a fair amount of rain, water's pretty nefarious. That's roof is definitely important. And you guys have the flat top roof there, right?
Yes, it's a flat roof. We're putting a 60mm TPO roof on.
Very good. And you were telling me you hooked up the contractor from some of our Lifestyles investors, right?
Yeah, we have good connections with some other leads out of the San Antonio area, and HQ Commercial has been doing work for them. So, you know, if other leads feel comfortable using this company, then we should too. So that's how we found Hunter.
Yeah, and I have to lean again on the ecosystem at Lifestyles, because that's how we typically source vendors as well. We've got the vendor hub there on, you know, you can log into your account and do a search for roofing companies or whatever it is you need, right? Hard money lender, insurance guy or gal, whatever it is, you can find those on the vendor hub, and then, you know, talk with your peers, see who they're using, and we've gotten great tips and over the years, and it's just a great network from that perspective.
Yeah. Every person we do business with either is coming off the vendor list or from another lead's word of mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's huge. And that's, again, when you get up into the, you know, you guys talked about getting into a lead deal, and maybe we'll talk about this when we come back from the break here in a moment, but, you know, when you get into a lead deal, you get down, you know, you're taking in funds, you're able to take down bigger deals, you may get those bigger deals that support a maintenance team, you know, a leasing office, and so on, then you've got a lot of that stuff in-house. But when you're operating like you and I are doing, right, you got to pull these contractors together, and that can be a challenge, and it's a challenge that we have resolved at Lifestyles Unlimited with the Vendor Hub and just with the network as a whole. So, hey, you're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm Andy Webb. You're listening to Cliff and Kathy down in Corpus Christi. We're talking about their independent rental owner deal. When we come back, we'll hear a little bit more and see what's in the future, so stay tuned.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you've never had the time? This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb, and today on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, I am joined by Cliff and Kathy from Corpus Christi, Texas. We had them on the show back in November, November 10th, in fact, 2019. And if you want to catch that earlier show, we go a little bit more into the market around Corpus, hear about the deal, how they got a little bit more information about how they picked it up, financing, and that sort of thing. If you go to lifestylesunlimited.com, click on the radio tab, and you can search in the very bottom. There's a search field. Just type Corpus. C-O-R-P-U-S, and that'll pull up that show. You can give that a listen. So today we're just catching up, hearing a little bit more, hearing about how the apartments have progressed, hearing how they got through COVID-19. And interestingly, Cliff, you mentioned something about having reserves in the bank. And you know, we were all just chit-chatting over the break. And quite frankly, when that came about, the whole coronavirus, we did the same thing you guys probably did and looked and see, well, how long can I make it if everything falls apart? And we happen to have some reserves as well. And it helps you sleep a little better at night, doesn't it? When it comes to reserves, when it comes to that cash, how do you go about getting that, you know, that additional capital in place? You know, what sort of things have you guys been up to, I guess, in terms of accruing those additional reserves or that additional cash?
So we had the money in the business from the get-go, and then we really haven't taken from the business. We've just let our income just kind of stack up in it because we really don't need it right now. We are in the process, though, of recapitalizing so that we can buy another property at some point, hopefully this year, if we can find something. It was nice to have that peace of mind at night, knowing that, you know, no matter what happens, that we're in a good cash standpoint.
Yeah, it's definitely something to keep an eye on. And if you operate, if you like to put down policies and procedures, maybe define what that number is. And we talked a little bit on the break as well about some of the other deals you're in as passive investors. Talk a little bit about those deals and how those are turning around, if you would.
So we have one property in Rockport, Texas, and we have two that we invested in San Antonio. The first one we invested in San Antonio is done phenomenal since almost inception. It started cash flowing. We started getting distributions about 9 months after the purchase. The property value has gone from about $1.3 million to $2.54 million. We did a cash out refi here recently, and we were, I don't know an exact percentage figure, but it was close to probably 80-85% cash out refi. The government did hold back 12 months of principal and interest. So once the government allows that to be paid out. We'll get another large distribution. It'll be 100% cash out. So that property there is helping us get recapitalized. The property in Rockford is also going through a refi right now. I'm not sure what the percentage of return is going to be yet, but we'll get some of our initial investment back there. So we'll be in a good standpoint again, hopefully by August, where we can really be serious about buying another property.
That's great. And just for the listener to understand, so you're that San Antonio deal, you guys bought it. You just like you're doing on your 8-unit in Corpus, you've made some improvements in it, maybe took the rent up a little bit, maybe gave it some curb appeal, whatever you did. It forced up the value, right? We force appreciation through many different levers that we can pull in the multifamily space. And through that added value, you're now able to go back to the bank, do a refinance, right, put a new loan into place in essence, and then take that money out. And 85% of your initial investment's already back in your pocket. That's huge. And it would be more. Now, I guess this would have been around the coronavirus time if they're holding back, 12 months in reserves. And the banks have changed a little bit in terms of their requirements as a result of everything that's going on. But that'll change again. You know, that'll change again. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with your Rockport deal. So you've got the cash, getting a little bit more infused. What comes next? Are you guys going to look for another independent deal? You mentioned maybe being lead investors. What's on the horizon? Any idea, or is it to be determined yet?
It's still to be determined. I think either path would be a good path. It just depends on what kind of opportunity comes our way. If it's something that we could take down ourselves, we'll go that route. If not, if it's something... probably be shopping in the $1 to $2 million range. If that's a big deal for me, that would be probably a syndication. But it just depends on what the Lord provides us with next. And we're definitely in the market to buy this year. So,
and it's worth mentioning to the listener, when we talk about a syndication, you know, somebody may be sitting out there thinking, well, you know, I'd like to invest, even be a passive investor, but I just don't have the funds. It doesn't take as much money as you might think. When Cliff says we're going to take down $1 million to $2 million deal, a good portion, maybe 75%, let's say, maybe more, maybe less, of that amount is going to be financed. So we're just going to, as investors, we got to bring the balance to the table. And, you know, at that point, Cliff and Kathy, they're going to reach out to their investor network and say, hey, we got this deal we're working. Would you like to participate? And I've seen deals with as little as $25,000 to get in as a passive, you know? So, you know, it's not as much of a stretch as you might think. Of course, you need to be educated. You need to understand what you're doing. I think I heard one of you mention PPM, which is that private placement memorandum. You got to learn how to read those. That's what basically tells you about the subscription, what you're getting into. And on that note, I want to kind of shift gears a little bit and talk about education. We talked a little bit about it at the start of the show with the two-day the Financial Freedom Program seminar that you guys went to that convinced Kathy that this is indeed a good thing to do, right? No looking back now, right? We were talking also over the break about the expo. Up in Houston, we had the Wealth and Passive Income Expo in February of this year. We'll have that coming up again, planned for late April. I don't have the exact dates in front of me, but we'll have that coming again. But Kathy, you got up there to the expo. How was it? What kind of key, I don't know, takeaways or learnings are you excited about from the expo?
So this is my third expo that I've been able to go to. My son has come with me to all of them as well. He tags along. The sessions that they offer so many different sessions on all kinds of topics, single family, multifamily, you know, how to interview and vet your residents with your residential criteria, and, you know, fair housing information is out there, and so much networking. For me, the networking is such a big deal to meet the other Lifestyles members in the Houston area, the Dallas area. Yeah. We don't get to see those people hardly ever because, you know, we're really more involved in the San Antonio area. And for us to be able to, you know, get in touch with them and see them face-to-face when we just talk on the phone on occasion, it's really great. There's so much information out there. Meeting the vendors, they have the room with all the vendors in it, and getting to go around and meet all the vendors and see what they have to offer and maybe give them some of our issues, and then they can come up with ideas, you know, on how to help us with whatever issue we might be having at the time.
Yeah, networking at its finest, really. I mean, close to 5,000 investors in one place. You can't beat that. I was up there as well, and I don't know how many people I talked to, and it's just a learning experience. Aside from the seminars, right? Sitting in on, like you said, for me the single family leasing process, those sort of seminars. Just talking to people is huge, and like you said, taking ideas away. And I have to tell you, you guys for me are an inspiration. Coming down here to Corpus as we did in November, that's really what got my wife and I talking about. Hey, you know, we've been doing the single family thing for 8 years. You know, we've got a good basis here. Now what? And again, seeing what you guys have been doing on that Apex, got our juices flowing. You know, let's look at this, you know, this other direction. Let's look at this multifamily. We like what Cliff and Kathy have done. And anyhow, good stuff. Just good stuff. Now, you mentioned your son. You took your son up with you to the expo. He's been going for the past three years. I seem to recall on the last show you talking to us about how he's thinking about getting into real estate. That's kind of ties together with legacy. Live Your Legacy was the title of the handout on the expo brochure we got this year. Is he doing it? Is he going to do it? Where's he stand?
Okay, so when we go to these expos, he looks at all of the sessions that are being offered as well, and he's like, Mom, I don't want to go to that one. I'm going to this one. So he picks out his own sessions, and he takes off and goes into sessions, writes all these notes down, and comes back just totally full of great new information. And he's just decided he graduated from high school this year, and he's gotten into UTSA, and he's going to take the real estate program just to get familiar with all aspects of real estate. But his real focus is multifamily. It's really what he wants to do. He's been helping me a lot at the apartment. He, you know, talks to some of the residents. He delivers some of the forms and paperwork that we need taken out there. And he helps my contractor do some painting and stuff as well. So he's kind of getting his feet wet a little bit. He's working on my database program. We've got Resmin going in my office. And so he's been helping me, you know, organize my invoicing and get it into the system. And he's just trying to get his feet wet. And he goes with me to classes with the association, the apartment association well. And yeah, I mean, he's real involved and very much interested. He sees what we're doing. He understands it because it's not that hard. And yeah. He knows that, you know, he's going to have so much support as a member of Lifestyles.
Absolutely. So. And on that note, we're running a little short on time here. If you want to see what we're doing, like Kathy's son has, and if you want to get involved, like I said, check us out at financialfreedomlivestream.com. Become a member. It's $197 right now. It's dirt cheap. Financialfreedomlivestream.com. Cliff and Kathy, hey, it has been great catching up with you. Like I said, it's an inspiration what I see you guys are doing. It's motivated me, inspired us. And thank you so much for joining us on the show today. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. You have a good day. Happy Father's Day, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.